Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
A fourth object was shot from the sky over Lake Huron in Michigan yesterday. This is getting really bizarre. You add that one to the one in Canada. You got four now that have been shot down. But never fear, Joe Biden's in charge. Things are great. No problems there. Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Balloongate. We'll get you plenty of answers here today on the program.
Balloongate. I like it.
It's the Balloongate edition of the program.
Gosh.
We also have a little recap of the Super Bowl in case you missed the big game. It was a great game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs won. Hate to be a spoiler if you got the DVR set for this one.
Yeah, hard to keep away from that.
Yeah.
That news.
Exactly right. Anyway, there was a bit of a controversial call laid against Philadelphia that some were saying was a bad call, and I guess you're saying that if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I didn't
hear it. Couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of fans.
You know, I really like the coach of Philadelphia. What a neat story. What's he in his second year? He's in his second year.
Yeah, 37 games coached.
And, very early in his career.
Like that, yeah.
There they are in the Super Bowl. I mean, pretty extraordinary. And I've heard a lot of good things about the QB. But otherwise, Philly is kind of a... I mean, what happened last night? How many cars did they tip over and light lampposts did they take down?
Not bad. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't,
They
huh?
were pretty good. They were. Well, yeah, it was okay. It was a little dust up here and there, but, you know, leave it to Philly fans.
Yeah. I'm not
sore losers? Shocking. You know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I usually pick the teams I want to win by red state or blue state. So I was a red state guy.
At halftime, I was like, okay, they're just not going to be able to keep up with Hurts. He was up by 10.
He was amazing.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
And he's healthy for the most part, other than that shoulder, which he proved he couldn't chuck the ball at the end as far as he needed to. It just is what it is. It's another Super Bowl. It was good. Good game, as it was supposed to be. You know.
So you can tell
Mahomes
us
got a couple of rings now.
Right call or wrong call that
on the holding.
Everybody's talking about there, as well as they gave him another shot. You know they.
Yep.
And then
the but got him the field goal basically.
Yeah. And the rest is history.
All you had to do.
Right. The rest is history. So there's that. There's also the commercials. A lot of us watching the commercials, I thought 90% of them stunk. I was unimpressed. I kept like, where is the good commercials? Why am I not laughing? What is the...
You didn't see the Brighter Boston one, the Sam Adams one?
I did not see that.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Now brighter?
Oh, imagine that. A brighter Boston.
A brighter Boston.
Your cousin from Boston.
Morning, neighbor.
Huh? You take the back and spy in six. No, I am six.
Hey, what do you want to do?
What?
Welcome to Boston. We love New York in here.
He's talking a Yankee fan at Fenway. This Red Sox fan. We love New Yorkers here in Boston.
Yeah, good one.
A brighter Boston. I mean, it was laugh out loud funny.
That's good.
That one and the babies at the wedding with E-Trade were my two favorites.
That was good.
Yeah, were my two favorites.
Farmer,
we look up and realize, hey, it's not even our stroller.
Oh, they were hilarious. I love that when they do that. It was little babies sucking.
Oh, remember the Shankopotamus one that they had a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
The golf? Yeah, the locker room?
Farmer's Dog was good, too. They did a couple different versions. He really kind of tugged on the heartstrings about how much we love our dogs. Farmer's Dog is a dog food, so that was pretty good. Anyway, welcome your take on anything you watched. 701-271-1100, toll-free, 855-200-1776. Let's get to the bottom of this balloon thing. What do we have? Joe Biden, Kevin, we have him on a couple of cuts here explaining everything, right? Giving us a little bit of comfort.
Yes.
On what's going on here with
the... Yeah, they're all over the balloon thing, first of all.
Okay.
The balloon. The idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is... anyway, it's not a major breach.
Clearly, he was about to say it's ridiculous, but then somebody must have been tugging at him like, it happened, sir. It happened.
That's exactly what happened.
It happened.
Because he said, well, the idea that it
was. The idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace.
Yeah.
That's what?
Ridiculous. That's what he should say. It's ridiculous. The idea. And then he's like, oh, wait a minute. It happened. So he's.
Anyway. It's not a major breach.
Yeah,
major
breach. It happened, but yeah. It's no big deal.
And what are we up to, four of them now? I guess one of them in Canada that we assisted with. So this is also, by the way, fueling the UFO talk.
Yeah. They're going there now.
Yeah. Kind of explaining the balloons as the it's more public conversation than it is from Joe. You got another clip from him that is it's beautiful.
This is on the, they're investigating the Hunter Biden laptop.
He's not supposed to talk about it, I guess, right? Yeah.
What they've informed me not to speak to this issue.
Inform me.
To any way try to prejudice the investigation that's going on. I think it's a number of reasons. Number one, I think that
what?
I think people have to just watch me.
Watch me. That's his line when somebody says, are you too old for this job, sir? You sure you want to run again for president? You're already the oldest president ever. Run that again. I got to hear that again. Listen to Joe.
They've informed me not to speak to this issue to any way try to prejudice the investigation that's going on. I think it's a number of reasons. Number one, I think that I think people have to just watch me.
These are not edited, folks. These are Joe Biden in his own words.
What words?
And you know.
I mean.
And you know, his answer.
And the get off my lawn joke came out last week, too.
Think about what you'd think about.
How could we forget?
Fewer. Not more. Fewer.
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
I love it when he yells.
Naughty Joe, what do you call that? Angry Joe?
Yeah. And there was something about the leader trading place with Ping or something.
Name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one.
What?
Name me one.
That would change places with Xi Jinping.
I think what he's attempting to say is they're me tough guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Xi is afraid of me, and do you think anybody would actually want to be him right now? Oh, boy, oh, no chance.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be doing like a diamond and silk knee-slapping laugh in China over that. Like, you know, oh, listen to this guy. Listen to him. Oh, that's like belly laugh time over that stupid statement. And he was so proud of it. This was at the State of the Union. He couldn't quite say it enough, could he? Count how many times he says, name me one. Roll it together. I got to hear it.
Oh, the last one?
Name me one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The
Xi Jinping one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay.
Name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one. Name me one.
I don't know.
Got three in there. We got three in there.
Venezuela, the guy in Brazil, and a lot of people probably want to run that show.
That's a breaking news today that, according to the NATO Secretary General, the new Russian offensive has begun, and they're also asking any U.S. citizen in Russia to leave. Question. Why would a Russian citizen still be in? I mean, excuse me, a U.S. citizen. They're asking all U.S. citizens in Russia to leave. Why would a U.S. citizen still be in Russia, Kev? Can you help me understand?
Oh, a number of reasons. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people, and a lot of American citizens in Russia.
Why?
Doing working.
Family members?
Yeah.
Work,
well, studying abroad. I mean, there's a lot of things. But when they say that, I would imagine that's something to take seriously.
Coming up on the program, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Jason Bohr, who is the president and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. You know, they are the fifth largest industry in North Dakota, and they give us affordable, reliable energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about how they're doing in the legislative session. John Paul Mac Isaac. It's kind of funny this guy's name is John Paul Mac, and he ran a Mac store.
Oh, there you go.
He is the fellow that was the recipient of Hunter Biden's laptop that didn't work. Here, take this for me. Still think that's bizarre that he, knowing what was on that laptop, actually dropped it off to be fixed. That just doesn't compute. That and more coming up on What's on Your Mind. A couple balloon gate letters to the editor when we come back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. Where are you sending your hard-earned money? Do you ever think about that? Who's the recipient of dollars that you work really, really hard for, and these folks go on and do some really interesting things with them? All the big woke companies, forget about it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad, nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share our values. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. So it's boring for me to read on the radio my column. I won't read all of it, but I wrote a column this weekend about what a embarrassment Biden was in handling the first balloon and letting the thing, by the way, it started in Alaska. We knew it was coming into U.S. airspace. It took Montanans to say, what is this balloon here? But that had already been 3 days into U.S. territory.
Which right there makes me go, wait a minute.
Exactly.
I find it very hard to believe that they didn't, I don't mean Biden. I mean NORAD, our coastal, spotters, the radar and the intercept we have for our coastlines in Alaska, I find it very hard to believe that we didn't at least see it or know it was there.
Well, and if we did, it was like, nobody finds out. I hope nobody finds out.
Maybe they thought it was nothing, but to say it took some guy in Montana to spot it with binoculars, I have a really hard time believing that.
And it's worse.
We have the Space Force.
It's worse that we didn't take it out of the air immediately when it became public. And you had you had Montana officials saying,
I agree. So I do agree.
Take it out. What are you worried about? A cow somewhere getting hit from this debris? Take it out. Didn't do it. Let it go all across the U.S. We know now it went to Omaha. We have sensitive nuclear assets in Omaha. So it goes from Montana, Malmstrom Air Force Base, to Omaha. Oh, it just happens to float over Montana. And just happens to float over Omaha.
And what's the base in Omaha?
Is it Offutt?
It is Offutt. Very good.
Yeah.
Used to play the NCO club there. It was in the band days. Great group of people.
It's one of our more secure air bases in the whole United States.
It's a SAC base, too. It's a Strategic Air Command base.
Right, which is why it's so secure.
That's exactly why.
In fact, I don't know if you remember, but 9/11,
yep.
George W. Bush and Air Force One landed in Omaha, and he spent some time in the secure bunker there gaming what the heck was going on. So.
Yep.
They do it. Anyway, I write a column about all of this, just explaining this mess, and quoting Greg Gianforte, the governor of Montana, saying, if the Americans had flown a spy balloon over China, do you think it'd still be in the air? Of course not. We should have taken action. Unfortunately, we've emboldened our enemy today, is what he said. So I got a couple of letters to the editor, and I'm going to need your help how to respond. Maybe the listeners can help. This one is from David Wells. Mr. Hannon, you've probably heard the aphorism. Is that how you say that? You are entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. You wanted to dazzle me with a big fancy word there to start with. I have heard of that, by the way. And that is why your reporting can only, in caps, be published in the opinion section. Ooh. You're starting with the juggler right there. The beginning, second sentence going to really give me a gut punch there. Two examples. First, you criticized Biden regarding the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down by the military 4 days after Biden called for the same. Because of public opinion, he was losing his butt on it, which is why they're shooting these things out of the sky like crazy now. Shoot now, ask questions later, because they look so weak from the first one. So don't give me a defense of Biden because 4 days after it was obvious to do this, he shot it out of the sky. The letter goes on. I don't recall your criticism of Trump when when two or more Chinese spy balloons traversed the U.S. unscathed.
Yeah, we were too busy enjoying $2 gas and a great 401k and a secure border to notice that. But, hey, thanks for checking in.
All right, that's Kevin's answer. You know what mine
Come
is?
On.
You know what mine is?
That's hilarious.
Trump didn't know. Trump was not informed of these balloons. Yeah. And my understanding is they literally came out of U.S. Into U.S. airspace for a nanosecond and then back out.
But again, I don't know that either.
We didn't
know that, or if he did or didn't know, or who knows what,
well,
when, or if it's a bunch of college kids in China messing with us, or if it's a serious, serious deal, it's going to launch nukes.
No, I heard that.
It's that or anything in between right now.
I've heard that from military officials.
It's everything in between.
Who said that Trump was never informed of those, and it was literally, you know, a nanosecond that they were here. So anyway, that one's gone. Second, you accuse Biden of being responsible for the fentanyl deaths in the U.S. while president. I didn't see you criticizing Trump when, fact check, Kev, 50 to 80,000 U.S. citizens a year died from fentanyl during his presidency. Did you feel 50 to 80K was not enough deaths to report on? Here's a little something I would say on fentanyl. Donald Trump secured the border. Donald Trump said no more. Don't you remember the hue and cry from liberals at how rude he was to stop border crossings? He stopped it dead. So, obviously, what Trump is doing, what Trump did, rather, versus Biden, is apples and oranges completely, because Biden has said, throw the border open. And with it, the human traffickers. So, you know, did fentanyl happen pre-Biden? Absolutely. It's unfortunately been here far too long. But it isn't malicious, it isn't absolute malfeasance like it is with Joe Biden. That, to me, is the answer there.
Well, we can just look at the chart if you'd like some numbers on that, whoever wrote that letter. Since it was just under 20,000 in 99, climbed very slowly, got to about 40,000 in 2014, 52,000 in 2015 annually. And then starting in 2017, look at the crazy climb. Now, 2019, it was at 70,000. 2020, 91,000. And in 2021, 106,699.
Cool.
I don't know how you defend Joe Biden putting a halt to every effort to build a wall at the border to at least slow it down. Everybody left all their equipment there. The last 2 years, it's jumped 20,000 and then another nearly 20,000.
It's purposeful.
You can't defend it. I mean,
it's throwing the border open and letting it pour across.
Good try, though.
Versus
good
stopping.
Try.
Yeah, I mean, it's
hell of an effort. Try again.
Those Bidenistas.
Try again.
They're really special. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away, friend.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. A fourth object has been shot down over the United States and Canada airspace in recent days. The latest one was over the Great Lakes on Sunday. Former NATO commander James Stravaitis on MSNBC.
You know, the first time somebody shoots at you, it's happenstance. The second time, it's coincidence. The third time, it's enemy action. We're on round four here. I think without question, this is provocation, probably from China, maybe a little Russia thrown in.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles delivered an epic finish to Super Bowl 57 on Sunday. It took place at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs won 38-35 on a field goal with seconds remaining in the game. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes on Fox Sports.
I told y'all this week there's nothing that's going to keep me off that football field, and I just want to shout out my teammates, man. We challenged each other. It took everybody to win this football game.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. Back on Lunch on Your Mind, John Paul MacIsaac, author of American Injustice, the Hunter Biden laptop store owner, will join us coming up on the program, and much more. Balloons and Super Bowl fun, all continuing on What's on Your Mind right now. Our friend Jason Bohr is here, president and CEO of the fifth largest industry in North Dakota, the Lake Night Energy Council. Jason, talk a little bit about the legislative session to start here. How's things going?
Kind of a busy session for us. We had such a busy session 2 years ago that we kind of walked into this one thinking maybe it's not going to be as hectic. But it has been. We've had opportunities to play offense and defense. And I think when, you know, you reach the midpoint of the legislative session, we're going to be able to look back and say, so far, so good. Let's keep the nose to the grindstone and keep moving on. And I think we're doing okay.
Give me some examples of the bills you're tracking.
Well, I mentioned we were playing offense and defense. We'll start with some of the defense stuff. There's a series of bills out there, I think, that are getting a lot of exposure in the press and elsewhere just because they involve property rights. And in politics, I think you get into this maybe fallacy a little bit that there's always got to be a good guy and a bad guy. And on some of these property rights bills, there's just two good guys and two folks who are having a disagreement about how each of them is entitled to develop their own property rights and whether you can prevent me from building a pipeline that allows me to monetize my own personal property. And so there's been a series of bills that have tried to fine-tune that process. And some of them are, you know, you can live with. And then there's others that have the risk to completely shut down the plans that we've been making for the past 10 years to move CO2 into the oil field and start not only building the infrastructure that will allow the coal industry to survive into the future, but preventing people from actually making money off of their own land and their pore space and those types of things as well.
You know, what I find, too, I'm curious if you agree with this, Jason, is that the vast majority of those interactions go pretty well. And, you know, it obviously have somebody that has one particular situation that they are concerned about and raise a ruckus about it. But that's, you know, one person raising a ruckus for whatever reason that they're doing it. But the vast majority of these go pretty well, these interactions, don't they?
They do. And that's part of the challenge is when you spend 25, 30 years developing a set of policies for a state, which North Dakota has done as it pertains to CO2, and then you get sideways based on one or two interactions that are very specific to, you know, one or two projects. And so you kind of get into this situation where, wow, you're changing the entire policy direction of a state based on one or two projects-specific interactions. And I don't necessarily think that that leads to that that is the best way to make decisions regarding the long-term policy of the state. But nonetheless, it is of a serious nature. You want to get the property rights questions right. And I think that's why I have tried to be as involved in those conversations as we can be to make sure that landowners, property rights owners on either side of that question are being represented to the best of their ability.
What else? What other things are bubbling that you're keeping track of?
Yeah, so moving up from the defense to the offense, you've had several conversations with us over the last several years about critical minerals, rare earth elements, those types of things. And we're doing something about it in the legislature this year that builds on the research and development projects that we've been talking about for years, trying to move now into the project development phase and offering incentives through our tax code for industry to come in and maybe take those research projects to the next step. So tax incentives that would make it easier to build a critical mineral business in North Dakota, that would build a manufacturing facility for rare earth elements, or that would be able to build a manufacturing facility for building materials. We got these things that I talk about where you can build. The easiest example is cinder blocks, because everybody knows what a cinder block is. You can build cinder blocks out of coal. And these cinder blocks are lighter and stronger and have a lower carbon footprint than a regular cinder block, but they're made out of coal. And that's the type of thing that we're saying, hey, if somebody wants to come in and build a cinder block business, pavers, roofing tiles, and use coal to do it, let's make it as easy as possible for them to get that business up and running, out the door, profitable. So that's one of the other bills we're doing. And we're excited about it because it starts to complete that vision that we enacted a couple of years ago where we're saying, let's start monetizing things other than the electrons in coal. And let's start doing new things with coal. And it tells you a little bit about the development pathway because these research projects began, you know, say 5-6 years ago. And now they're starting to move into the reality phase. So we're pretty excited about them.
There is a talk, at least, of a national effort to do better in rare earth minerals here and not have to have so many imported. Anything in the way of, I don't know, infrastructure bill or anything beyond what you're looking to do with the legislature that would bolster that idea? Because it seems to me to be a great idea to incentivize that, get that going, because not only is it obviously jobs and use for coal in North Dakota, but it's also a national security item, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's where one of our, I tell people our research project, our research program in North Dakota is usually a half step ahead of where the federal government is. And there's reasons for that. And part of that is our lignite industry is very forward looking. I've said this before. We have to look out for our own interests because nobody else will. We've been working on critical minerals for years now. Very recently, the federal government has started what they're calling the Core CM Initiative. And that is more of a comprehensive look at understanding from a federal perspective where critical mineral resource deposits are. So, yeah, the answer to your question is there is now a federal initiative to quantify these minerals. We are a partner with the federal government in that initiative, and it's one of the things that we think a developer will look at when they say, hey, I want to build something in North Dakota. North Dakota's been engaged in this for years. They're involved in cutting-edge research with the federal government, and it, all those pieces are moving into place. So the feds are becoming more active because you absolutely are right that it is a national security issue. These materials and minerals are coming almost exclusively from countries that are not friendly to the United States. I guess we retrieved some Chinese critical minerals and rare earth elements when we shot their balloon down, but that's not going to sustain our industry for very long if we have to keep shooting down balloons to get our own domestic supply.
Yeah, no kidding. Any other items on offense for the Lignite Energy Council in the legislative session?
Probably the most significant one that remains is a resolution that we've been working with Representative Novak on, which is a message to MISO reiterating the importance of resilience, reliability, baseload power. And MISO has told us for years that they need strong signals from the states. So she is responding with this resolution, which sends a strong message to MISO, which says these are the priorities that the state of North Dakota has, the priorities of reliability, of resilience, of low cost. And we hope that that is a tool that MISO can use to enhance the price signals for the resilience, for voltage support, for those things that coal provides to the marketplace that isn't currently being compensated. And Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk has been instrumental in that as well. She's been active on the MISO space. And we're starting to get more active on the SPP, Southwest Power Pool, MISO, or RTO as well. Commissioner Christman now represents our interests over there for the state of North Dakota and is doing a great job making sure that they are accurately quantifying the importance of resilient supplies of power.
Maybe Minnesota should get one of those letters as well as MISO. That I'm not sure would do any good, but they've, with this latest blackout bill, as some are calling it, have done themselves an interesting injustice in the way of resiliency, haven't they?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're going to get a different letter from the state of North Dakota, and it's going to have the lawyer's signature on the end, which is too bad. They've got this bill that is attempting to mandate that only certain sources of electricity can be used inside Minnesota. That's the type of restriction that we have beat them before in a lawsuit, and it's too bad that they just won't learn, because on this one, I tell people this, it's frustrating because what Governor Walz is trying to do, if he would just listen to Governor Burgum, they're not that far apart. Governor Walz wants carbon-free electricity. Governor Burgum has a vision for carbon-neutral North Dakota by 2030. Those things are compatible. Those visions are compatible. It's just becoming more and more obvious that they don't really want carbon-free electricity in Minnesota. They just don't like coal, and they don't care if it's carbon-free coal. They don't trust in the science over there, and that's the unfortunate thing. They don't trust the science, the ability to get carbon-free electricity from coal. They've got more of, I don't know, like a dogmatic, almost religious viewpoint that is not grounded in accurate scientific principles regarding the ability to deliver carbon-free electricity to Minnesota. And so that viewpoint is hurting them. It's going to hurt their consumers when prices go up and reliability goes down while this lawsuit plays itself out. And then it's going to hurt them in the pocketbook because they're going to lose and they're going to have to pay our lawyer costs again.
Is there anything different fundamentally in what they're trying to do than the last time they lost on this?
Fundamentally, no. There are differences around the margins in the presentation of this bill and the timelines. So it may get off to a slower start where there are things in this bill that make it less likely that the day the governor signs the bill that we can walk into the courtroom and start the legal proceeding. But fundamentally, the concepts are the same as the concepts that they lost on in the past.
Jason Bohr, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Lake Knot Energy Council, great update in a sense of where things are at with affordable, reliable energy. Love it, love it, love it.
We'll keep throwing rocks at Walz's window, see if we can get him to wake up.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins and Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins and Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins and Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins and Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Serve USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, waiting for you. Let's see what's for lunch today. Should be Salisbury steak on 45th and Fargo, Salisbury steak in Glendon, macaroni beef on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, chicken fettuccine or beef tips and gravy, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA, country fried steak in Harwood. This is home cooking, but you also got grab and go convenience. What's not to love? Just got to find a PetroServe USA near you. Meatloaf or scallop potatoes and ham in Valley City, exit 292. off I-94, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Let's see here. I've got a stack of stuff I want to get to, but before I do that, there's a lot of texts piling up here. 701-237-1590 to text us. Call us at 271-1100. 271-1100. Or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Texter says the first time I saw the Jesus commercial, I understand, according to my family in California, they run all the time, but this was my first time seeing it. Me too. Good commercial. And they really did it in a dramatic way where they had all the screaming and hollering and, you know, everything else. And you're wondering, what in the world? This is kind of a dark commercial. And then they end with a message. All right, let's see here. What else we got for a listener commentary? What's your position on the take the remaining 40% of property rights once you establish a 60% threshold of agreement? It's shameful that anyone in North Dakota is fighting to take anyone's property rights. What you are really saying is those people don't have any property rights. Property rights should never be based on a democracy solution. That's why we believe in individual property rights. Need a little more information from that texter as to what situation you're talking about. If it's Summit Carbon Solutions, I heard a thing, I believe it was last week, that the 60% of the agreements they need to build the pipeline, they have. And that's all been in voluntary agreements between landowner and the leasing party. So what I fear is happening with Summit Carbon Solutions in that situation, for whatever reason, people have a disagreement with the project, and so therefore they say, well, you're going to take my property, it's eminent domain, it's, you know, it's fear-mongering a little bit, when in fact that's not happening, and that's unfortunate. Your premise, though, I 100% agree with you. Property rights are a bedrock fundamental right of what we have in this country. And if you don't want to lease your property, don't do it.
If you don't want to do it, get off my porch.
Don't do it. That's okay, too. But I think sometimes it's people that are jockeying for higher payment. Sometimes it's people who disagree with the premise of the project. It's America. You're all entitled to do what you think is right for you. But I would say don't be that person that then says this project's evil. They're doing this, that, or the other thing when they're not. A listener says our national security is in deep trouble. We're not getting the truth from Kirby in the White House. Kevin, alert the media. Kirby and the White House are being a little loose with the facts. Our generals are now talking about aliens. Really? Is it the generals that have brought this up? I thought that was rank speculation. What a joke. Truth is the first casualty of war. We need honest answers from this administration. We will not survive as a free nation with these enemies running America into the abyss.
Joe, honest answers?
Is
an answer?
Anyway, right. This is not a major breach.
Everything's good.
I love the
comprehensive strategy in place.
I love the mumble. That's something, that mumble. Kevin C. should be on ASAP, says this listener. ASAP for you is Friday. And we'll ask. Tell us what you can tell us. Another listener says, don't worry about China. Brandon tells us the Chinese are good folks. They're no threat to us. And the balloon was not a major security breach. Most Dems say they believe him and think Hunter's laptop and investigating the Bidens is a waste of time. They put party over country. That reminds me. They're good folks, folks. You remember that?
Yeah.
About China?
Yeah.
We got to find that one from Joe. That's a greatest hit from Joe. For sure.
Well, according to Joe, no one would want to replace Xi Jinping and take on Biden. Nobody
Name
would.
Name me a world leader.
Yeah.
Who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one. Name me one.
Yeah. Corn Pop would. Corn Pop would probably change places with him, take you on, Joe.
Listener says, it's so concerning, Minnesota's law that goes into effect 17 years from now, which is stupid. North Dakota should immediately pull the plug on coal-powered electric. We could sell it to a different state. The Garrison Dam is a different story. That's federal. Oh, Minnesota's showing they're stupid.
Please don't. Please don't. I need my refrigerator running.
I don't think legally you can. I don't think legally you can.
Give Walls a minute. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Clown.
More after this on What's On Your Mind. Short news break. Don't go away. Trust me. You want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great. And they are so comfortable. The My slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.